I'm Lynn Spicer, Chairman of Dorchester County Board of Zoning Appeals. Before we get started, I want to review our procedure for conducting each hearing. The staff will read all reports and official documents pertaining to the case. The applicant or his agent will make his presentation. Any person wishing to ask questions or cross-examine the applicant or his witness may do so. Any person wishing to testify in this case, either in favor or against the application, may testify. Prior to testifying, please sign the sheet on the podium and speak your name and address clearly for the record. Please do not speak from the audience. You must be recognized by the chair before speaking and come to the podium to speak on the record. The applicant may then ask questions or cross-examine persons who testify in the case. There may be questions from the board at any time. Then I will announce the closing of evidence. There will be a brief period of deliberation. I will call for motions. The board will make its decision. Any persons who testify tonight will be notified by mail of this board's decision. Any person or party aggrieved by our decision may appeal it to the circuit court within 30 days. Finally, this board will be making this decision based solely on the testimony presented tonight. At the podium and on the table, you will see a checklist containing the criteria for a special exception and variance. This is what the applicant in each case must prove in order for us to grant his or her request. Your testimony should be centered around this criteria. As a courtesy to the board members and audience, please turn off your cell phones. Check my own. Okay. Susan's not going to be here tonight.
Yeah, just me.
You take care of it?
Yep.
Okay. Case number 2796. Rourke asking for a variance at 6221 Solomon Circle, Hurlock, Maryland.
So this is the applicant is just requesting a 30-yard front yard setback variance for a resulting setback of 10 feet. And the applicant is just seeking to construct a full building. So this is kind of a unique lot. It has three front yards, technically three front yards. On the site plan that was provided, a lot of the area back here is the sewage reserve area. And so there's really not a whole lot of room anywhere else on the property to put the pole building, except kind of where they, you know, where it's proposed right here. And where it's proposed, it's just, it happens to be in the front yard setback, so that's why they're seeking the variance.
Okay. Would the applicant like to come forward and state your case? Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you shall give to the board in this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name, your address, and relationship to the case being heard.
So my name is Josh Ruart. The address is 6221 Solomon Circle in Hurlock. I'm property owner with my wife. And as far as the case, as was stated, with all the setbacks, there's very little yard in the back to be able to do anything as far as any kind of building with. The septic is on the left side of the lot, and then almost the entire back is the reserve. With all of the three different large setbacks, there's almost no space except directly behind the house. It would almost be touching, so it wouldn't even be accessible for a vehicle or anything.
What road does it... Frey, is that the house on the corner there? I can't hardly see.
The house is in that picture.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is like an aerial, probably from like a year or two ago.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it fronts on Solomon Circle. This is Asbury Lane. It's not here on the GIS, but then there's
okay.
The crossing. But the actual house, front porch is on Solomon's?
Yes, the actual true front of the house is on Solomon Circle.
Where is the whole barn asking to be constructed?
So I would like to do basically one tree up from where he's at here in this area. I'd like to kind of remove that tree and it would be
okay.
In that area right there.
Okay.
And roughly just by what I've measured out from the road, from this actual, from Asbury, two where I would like to start, and that's still about 25 to 30 feet from that road. Because there's a decent-sized ditch bank there plus the setback.
And what size building are you asking to construct?
It'd be probably no bigger than 30 by 36.
Okay.
Probably closer to probably 24 by 36.
Where's the setback problem being called? What's causing the setback problem? Where's it at?
The issue is like where it's three front yards. The setbacks are 40 feet. I believe on Solomon Circle and on Asbury, and I believe 60 feet from Lord's Crossing. So it really condenses, and then almost this whole backyard area is set for septic reserve. And then
so
the actual septic
line right there. Is that the setback line?
Yeah.
Is that not the setback line?
That's not the setback. That's the BRL. So the setback is 40 feet from here. So like a front yard. See, that's 40 feet.
Okay.
And then see that right there. So that's the problem. He's got basically two front yards.
Okay.
So that's what it is.
I have a question. So you pointed to a tree. Wait, you said about the third tree? You're going to remove the tree. Is that where you're, because on my map here, it looks like you're going to be entering on Solomon's, but am I reading this correctly? Where you move the tree and you want to go that way? That's off Asbury?
The pole buildings would be parallel to Asbury, so I can pull straight in my driveway into the building.
Okay, so you're going to put another entrance there.
No, ma'am. The driveway is currently here on
Here's
Solomon.
A driveway.
So, this picture is kind of deceiving what the property truly looks like. But pulling in from Solomon's here is a straight shot into where that tree is at.
Oh, okay. So that's why
that's why
you have to remove. Okay, I got you. Okay.
A little hard to see.
Yeah, that's that BRL right there. See that dash?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
And where I'd like to put the building wouldn't necessarily be on top of that tree, mm-hmm. but it would probably be against the building by the time, because it's actually a fully, pretty good bloomed out tree.
I got you.
Any other questions from the board?
Mm-mm.
No agency comments, I wouldn't assume.
And okay. No neighbors.
Do you have anything else you'd like to tell us?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, appreciate it.
I would ask if there was anybody in the audience that would like to speak for or against, but I'll just save that. Does the board have any other questions?
No, I don't.
Okay. Pat?
Okay. First, the board must find that the variance requested would not be contrary to the public interest.
Would not.
Special conditions and circumstances exist which are peculiar to the land, structure, or building involved.
Or that they have two setbacks that are large on both sides.
Three setbacks. As well as the septic reserve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's all the way around.
It's almost like landlocked.
A literal interpretation of the provisions of the zoning code would deprive the applicants of rights commonly enjoyed by other properties in the same district under the terms of the zoning code.
Would.
The special conditions or circumstances did not result from the actions of the applicants.
Did not.
In granting the variance request, it would not confer upon the applicants any special privilege that is denied by the zoning code to other lands, structures, or buildings in the same district.
Say that one more time, please.
Granting the variance request, it would not confer upon the applicants any special privileges that are denied by the zoning code to other land, structures, or buildings in the same district.
Probably not. Okay. The board have any other questions? Okay, we're ready to vote.
I make a motion for approval.
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That was easy. It's got to go down. It's the fastest we've ever had.
Yeah. Ben, is there a meeting next month?
Yeah, that's free September 26th.
Okay.
Should be.
If I'd known it was going to be that quick, I wouldn't even adjusted my chair.
Need a motion to close, or?
Oh.
Are we looking at, do you want to talk about the next meeting first?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I think it's just a special exception for accessory before a primary. I think that's all. It's enough.
Just one case? Oh, wow.
Okay. Do you have anything else, Patrick?
I do not.
Is this because the pole barn thing, we don't get those as much? Are you doing those administrative?
Yeah, that wipes away, like, at least half.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all we used to do.
A little more.
Yeah.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved. We are adjourned.
All right.
Hey, Lynn, do you mind just signing the decision letter?
Sure.
Yeah. Do we all want to stay at 7 p.m.?
That's good for me, but.
It's good, I'm fine.
Okay, because I know some people used to do 6 and now 7. I don't know if you guys want to keep it 6 or 7.
We start doing 6, like, in the winter time.
In the winter.
Yeah.
Early.
I'd say.
Keep it 7 next.
Wait, till time change?
Let's keep it 7 till.
Time change.
Till time change.
We want October.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, so one next month.
Maybe the next two.
Next month, 7.
Next month, 7. After that, okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. That's good.
All right.
Thanks, Lynn.
You ready to pick corn now, or? Have you ready to pick corn yet?
Yeah.
Won't be long, but.
See you guys.
See you.
Thank you. Yeah, see you, Lynn.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.